The Illusion of Freedom: From Hard-Won Rights to Repression in the Name of Geopolitical Loyalty. The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it's profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery, they will pull back the curtains, they will move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you will see the brick wall at the back of the theater. These words, attributed to the iconoclastic musician and social critic Frank Zappa in the late 1970s, capture a profound cynicism about the fragility of democratic freedoms. Zappa's metaphor suggests that the trappings of liberty, free speech, assembly, and protest are not inherent or eternal but performative elements sustained by those in power only so long as they serve broader interests of control, profit, or stability. When dissent threatens these foundations, the facade crumbles, revealing authoritarian mechanisms beneath. In the context of the ongoing Gaza crisis and its ripple effects across Western democracies, Zappa's insight feels eerily prescient. This essay explores how human rights, far from being benevolent gifts from enlightened states, were forged through centuries of brutal struggle, how Western nations like Germany, the UK, the US, France, the Netherlands, and Canada have increasingly suspended or abandoned these rights to stifle pro-Palestine activism. How this domestic repression mirrors the treatment of Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, and finally, how the Gaza conflict has laid bare Western governments and media's prioritization of unwavering support for Israel, exemplified by Germany's doctrine of Staatsräson, over the fundamental rights of their own citizens. The Forge Foundations, a history of human rights through struggle and sacrifice. Human rights, as we understand them today in Western democracies, are not abstract ideals bestowed by magnanimous rulers, but the scarred legacies of relentless battles against tyranny, inequality, and oppression. Their evolution traces back millennia, but the modern framework emerged from a tapestry of philosophical awakenings, revolutions, and grassroots movements that force concessions from reluctant powers. One of the earliest milestones often cited is the Cyrus Cylinder from 539 BCE, an ancient Persian artifact inscribed with edicts promoting religious tolerance and the abolition of slavery in conquered territories, though its interpretation as a human rights charter is debated among historians. This artifact symbolizes an early recognition that rights could be universal, not merely privileges for the elite. In medieval Europe, the Magna Carta of 1215 marked a pivotal confrontation between English barons and King John, establishing principles like due process and limits on arbitrary royal power, principles wrested through armed rebellion and negotiation rather than royal grace. The Renaissance and Enlightenment periods amplified these ideas, with thinkers like John Locke, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and Voltaire articulating natural rights to life, liberty, and property as inherent to humanity, challenging divine right monarchies. These philosophies fueled the American Revolution, 1775 to 1783, and the French Revolution, 1789 to 1799, where colonists and citizens alike rose against colonial exploitation and absolutism. The U.S. Declaration of Independence, 1776, proclaimed unalienable rights, while France's Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen, 1789, enshrined equality and freedom of expression, documents born from bloodshed, guillotines, and the overthrow of empires. Yet these early victories were incomplete, often excluding women, enslaved people, and indigenous populations. The 19th century saw abolitionist movements, such as the transatlantic fight against slavery led by figures like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman in the U.S., culminating in the Civil War, 1861 to 1865, and the 13th Amendment. Suffragettes in the UK and US, enduring arrests, force feedings, and public scorn, secured women's voting rights through campaigns like the Seneca Falls Convention, 1848, and the 1913 Women's Suffrage Procession, leading to the 19th Amendment, 1920, in the US and partial suffrage in the UK, 1918. The 20th century intensified these struggles amid global wars and decolonization. The horrors of World War II and the Holocaust prompted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR, in 1948, drafted under Eleanor Roosevelt's leadership at the United Nations, which codified freedoms of speech, assembly, and protection from arbitrary arrest. This was no top-down gift. It reflected the anti-fascist resistance movements across Europe, where partisans and civilians fought Nazi occupation at immense cost. Post-war eras saw civil rights movements confront systemic racism. Martin Luther King Jr.'s nonviolent campaigns in the U.S. faced police dogs, fire hoses, and assassinations, yielding the Civil Rights Act, 1964, and Voting Rights Act, 1965. In Europe, labor strikes, anti-colonial uprisings in Algeria and India, and student revolts like France's May 1968 protests expanded social and economic rights, influencing the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, 1966. More recently, LGBTQ+ rights were advanced through Stonewall Riots, 1969, and AIDS activism, while indigenous movements like those at Standing Rock, 2016, highlight ongoing fights against environmental and land rights violations. Throughout, these rights were not given but extracted through sacrifice, strikes, marches, boycotts, and sometimes armed resistance, reminding us that freedoms are concessions from power, revocable when inconvenient. The erosion of rights, Western democracy's crackdown on pro-Palestine dissent. In a stark irony, the very nations that champion these hard-fought rights have, in recent years, effectively suspended or abandoned them to silence criticism of Israeli policies, particularly amid the Gaza conflict escalating since October 2023. This repression, documented by human rights organizations, manifests through excessive policing, legal overreach, and conflation of legitimate protests with extremism or anti-Semitism, revealing how freedoms are conditional on alignment with state interests. Germany exemplifies this trend, where authorities have imposed blanket bans on pro-Palestine demonstrations, leading to violent crackdowns. In 2025, UN experts condemned Germany's persistent pattern of police violence and suppression, citing arbitrary arrests, physical assaults on peaceful protesters, and criminalization of slogans like From the River to the Sea. A Berlin court ruled in November 2025 that the shutdown of a pro-Palestine conference in April was unlawful, yet such interventions persist, including deportations and funding cuts for solidarity groups. The Left Party has urged an end to this repression, echoing Amnesty International's warnings of authoritarian creep. The UK has expanded counterterrorism powers under laws like the Public Order Act, 2023. Resulting in over 9,700 arrests for offensive social media posts in 2024 alone, many related to Palestine advocacy. Protests face mass detentions, with hundreds arrested at pro-Palestine marches using terrorism charges against groups like Palestine Action. Human Rights Watch and Big Brother Watch decry this as chilling free speech, prioritizing order over rights won through historical struggles like the Peterloo Massacre. In the U.S., over 3,000 arrests occurred at campus encampments from 2023 to 2025, with police using chemical irritants and threats of deportation. States like Florida equate anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, investigating groups and banning BDS participation in contracts, weaponizing laws against academic freedom. France has dissolved collectives like Urgence Palestine under counterterrorism pretexts, with over 500 detentions at rallies and new bills criminalizing terrorist apologism or denying Israel's existence. Amnesty criticizes these as broad suppressions, echoing the state's history of quelling dissent from the Algerian War era. The Netherlands, post-2024, Amsterdam violence, proposed stripping passports from anti-Semitic individuals, often code for Gaza critics, and banning groups like Samadun. A new task force has led to protest bans, mirroring Germany's slide. Canada's bylaws in cities like Toronto restrict protest sites, with university crackdowns and federal pushes to ban extremist groups, violating the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. These actions, per FI, represent a sustained attack on protest rights across the West. Parallels of oppression, Western citizens echoing the plight of Palestinians in the West Bank. This domestic clampdown increasingly treats Western citizens, particularly those in pro-Palestine movements, as internal others, subjecting them to surveillance, violence, and arbitrary detention that parallels the experiences of Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. There, settler violence and military overreach have escalated dramatically in 2025, creating a regime of terror that Western protesters now glimpse in microcosm. In the West Bank, Israeli settlers, often backed by the military, perpetrate attacks on Palestinian homes and lands, including beatings, arson, and land seizures, with violence at an all-time high. Human Rights Watch's 2025 report documents forced displacements through violence and the fear of violence, with the army expelling communities using lethal force and failing to prevent settler assaults. Arbitrary arrests at checkpoints are routine. Palestinians face humiliation, beatings, and indefinite detention without charge, under a dual legal system where settlers enjoy impunity while Palestinians endure military courts. OCHA reports detail devastating raids, torture in prisons, and restrictions on movement that erode daily life, with over 500 Palestinians killed by forces or settlers in 2025 alone. Western citizens protesting these injustices face analogous tactics, Police checkpoints at demonstrations lead to arbitrary stops and searches. Nonviolent activists endure beatings and chemical weapons, akin to settler-military collaborations. In Germany and the U.S., doxing and deportation threats mirror West Bank expulsions, while U.K. and French bans on gatherings echo land access denials. This convergence underscores a globalized oppression. As Palestinians resist settler colonialism, Western dissenters challenge complicity in it, only to encounter state violence that treats them as threats to the same order. Closing the circle, Gaza's exposure of Western priorities and the fragility of rights. The Gaza conflict, with its devastating toll, tens of thousands dead and widespread destruction, has ultimately exposed how Western governments and media prioritize geopolitical alliances with Israel over the rights their citizens fought to secure. Germany's Staatsräson, its reason of state doctrine framing Israel's security as non-negotiable due to Holocaust atonement, epitomizes this, justifying repression of pro-Palestine voices as protecting against anti-Semitism, even as UN experts decry it as discriminatory. Similar dynamics prevail elsewhere. The U.S.'s $3.8 billion annual aid to Israel trumps domestic free speech concerns, while U.K. and French policies align with NATO and EU stances favoring Israel. Media bias amplifies this. A 2025 Media Bias Meter analysis of 54,449 articles found Western outlets mentioning Israel far more sympathetically than Palestine, prioritizing Israeli narratives and downplaying Palestinian suffering. Studies reveal systematic biases, such as framing Palestinian deaths passively while humanizing Israeli victims, echoing Cold War-era prioritizations of Western interests. As social media counters this with unfiltered Gaza footage, mainstream outlets' failures, accused of whitewashing by Al Jazeera, reveal complicity in sustaining the illusion. Zappa's brick wall emerges here. When freedoms like speech, protest, and boycotts challenge support for Israel, they are deemed too expensive to maintain. Gaza's exposure forces a reckoning. Will citizens reclaim the rights their forebears fought for, or allow the scenery to fall, revealing authoritarianism's permanence? The answer lies in renewed struggle, lest the illusion become irretrievable. References. Amnesty International. Germany. Authorities must end repression of Palestine solidarity. Amnesty International, October 2025. Arab Center, Washington, D.C. Suppressing Palestine Advocacy in the West, Trends and Countermeasures. Arab Center, Washington, D.C., 2025. B.C. Civil Liberties Association. Municipal Bylaws Restricting Protests in Canadian Cities. BICLA Reports, 2024 to 2025. Canadian Dimension. Police Crackdowns on University Encampments, a Violation of Fundamental Freedoms. Canadian Dimension, May 2025. FEI, International Federation for Human Rights. Western Democracy's Sustained Attack on the Right to Protest in Solidarity with Palestine. FEI Report, 2025. Human Rights Watch. United States, Crackdown on Campus Protests. Human Rights Watch, 2025. Human Rights Watch. West Bank, Israeli forces and settlers escalate violence and forced displacement. Human Rights Watch Report, 2025. International Civil Liberties Monitoring Group. Systemic Repression of Pro-Palestine Activism in Canada. Eichel G., 2025. Media Bias Meter. Analysis of Western Media Coverage of the Israel-Palestine Conflict, 2023 to 2025. Media Bias Meter Study, 2025. Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, OCHR. UN experts alarmed by persistent pattern of police violence and suppression of Palestine solidarity in Germany. OCHR Statement, October 16, 2025. United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA. West Bank, Protection of Civilians Report. OCHA, 2025. Zappa, Frank. Interview quotation widely attributed in collections of his statements on government and freedom, circa 1970s-1980s.